There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight. Did you make your resolutions yet? So you've gotten halfway through the holidays. Now it's about the new year. And usually in the new year, you know, I don't even think there's pressure, but people kick around it's that whole idea in our heads of, okay, January is the start. I mean, really in your calendar, you could start anything you want any time of the year, let's face it. But it's just a line of demarcation. We've rolled over into another year. These things are going to happen. This is what we think is going to happen. And here we are in January, and where are we going to be in February and March? And I'll tell you, we're going to be pretty busy when it comes to politics, because there are some big things that are looming on the horizon. And one of them, and I've already talked about this just a little bit, is the subsidies portion of Obamacare. They're going to hear the Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments on that. And that could have a significant impact on a lot of people looking for subsidies or had the claim subsidies that can't get subsidies according to the way Obamacare is laid out. And these arguments are going to be really, really important. So America Tonight will be there when the Supreme Court is doing that. We'll be there right before the oral arguments that day, and we'll be there the day after. And I can't wait, because we're going to get all angles of healthcare and where it is and what hasn't worked, what's happening with the arguments, all that kind of stuff that I think is so incredibly important. Because if there's one thing, I mean, there's a common denominator for all of us, right? Our health. When you're young, if you're lucky, and I'm saying really young, you just get out of college or you just go into work out of high school or whatever, and you're healthy, you don't even think about it, right? It's like my great-grandmother used to say to me, and she lived pretty long. She lived to be in her 90s, but she would always tell me, if you have your health, you have everything. And I used to think, oh, that's like the last thing I'm thinking on my list, right, if I have my health. But it turns out she was right. I've seen older people and younger people trying to deal with the changes in healthcare, and for a lot of people, it's been confusing. It's been confusing as to what they're being reimbursed for, what they should really be getting, the HSAs versus other versions of it. And we'll continue to bring you every side angle possibilities to help you navigate some of the new changes in the laws, because maybe there is some help there. Maybe there's something we're missing. Maybe there's another route to go. We've offered that before. We've had guests on, anyway, that have talked about that, other ways to make sure you get health care coverage. You know, one thing that was also interesting and is interesting heading into the new year is the numbers that were released about the gross domestic product. The gross domestic product soared 5% on an annual basis in the third quarter. That's what the government released at the beginning of last week. And they say that evidence is starting to show up that the economy is kicking into high gear. I don't know, does it feel like that? I mean, the stock market has certainly crossed over into some pretty high thresholds, like the Dow crossing 18,000 for the first time in how long has that happened, right? And is this more confidence, consumer spending and housing and all of that is up? And with gas prices low, I think this is the key thing. how many more people went away during the holidays? I got in a car and drove somewhere because it was cheap to fill up. In my neighborhood, I was getting gas basically for $1.88. That is crazy. I can't even remember $1.88, but filling up on $1.88, it's like $20 and the whole, I've topped the tank of regular. So that's crazy. And I bet part of that, because that number is that way, because of gasoline for one, I would think that would be a big reason we would see the spike. And some of this information was released by CNN, or they did a poll, and what a marked difference it is that most Americans are saying the improvement has shot up. And I know that that's got to be because of gas. In just a month's time, it's shot up significantly from where it was in October, when people were saying, 38% of Americans said economic conditions were somewhat or very good. So there are people starting to notice this. You're probably starting to notice this, or maybe you're not. I mean, median household incomes are still way below what the levels were in 2007. And you still can argue about unemployment, because I think the jobs are not reported correctly. And I think there are people that are stringing jobs together. In fact, I know people doing that, where they've got a couple of things working so that they can, so they can survive. And I think that that's something that's never clearly laid out. It makes a big difference when you're looking statistically at numbers and saying, oh, I see this. But really, there is no arguing with the gas price. And the impact that would have on the economy would be significant because of the extra money that people would have versus when gas was higher. Gas topping at close to $4 is crazy compared to paying $1.87, or they kept saying the national average. I kept hearing this AAA is $2.41, $2.20, whatever it is. Anywhere in that ballpark and below is still very incredible because of how much you have to pay. It's completely. It completely rolls things back. It gives you that extra money that you need. And one thing that we carry over, I think, into 2015 when we talk about politics, Daryl Issa is a guy who is like a dog with a bone. He's the wealthiest congressman on the Hill, probably maybe the wealthiest individual. I don't know about that, but Congress-wise. So he's the House Oversight Committee chair. And I do love the fact that he was all over the IRS and was not letting them wiggle away on a couple of different fronts. And he slammed the IRS in the report that came out for their inability to keep politics out of objective decisions. And he says, listen, you can clearly see it with the emails, but there still is not the smoking gun that he really needs to link the IRS's screenings to political direction from the White House. There's no smoking gun with that. I think he's going to continue to smother this and try to find out what comes out as he gets closer and closer. I mean, obviously, emails between IRS officials, IRS agents, there are some things that have been mentioned that are absolutely no-nos about contributing to campaigns and, that kind of stuff. And then first, the Lois Lerner nonsense, don't have the emails and they disappeared. Then suddenly some people, we can trace them back and they've got the emails and, email. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We're making that final turn here on this hour of America Tonight. Finish up with the Philip Seymour Hoffman conversation. If you look at the research or the numbers, the sad numbers, 95% of the heroin that is now smuggled into the United States actually originates in South America, sometimes Mexico, and the fatal heroin overdoses have increased. This number is staggering, 45% from 2006 to 2010. There have been over 3,000 deaths reported this year, and they think the numbers are going to continue to rise. And younger and younger, there's black tar heroin. I used to hear about this in the high schools, which is crazy. And it's taking its toll on a lot of young people. He was 46. He had the money to be able to purchase what he wanted to get, but not how, you know, not what that, what was inside that heroin. And, of course, abuse of it could lead to death anyway. Whatever it is that you do to your body, eventually taking a toll. And if you're taking other things, what happens is sometimes, as a doctor explained to me once, somebody who starts out abusing something like oxycodone, for example, then they graduate to the hard stuff. So this isn't a surprise. We know if you chase the chain, right, then they end up maybe in heroin. And they build up a tolerance to that. And they that's the thing that they rely on. So they buy more and more heroin, and they can get it pretty cheaply on the black market. So this might have been the demise of Philip Seymour Hoffman, what he was getting, and the abuse of it, the availability. And what is the availability of high purity heroin on the street level? And the fact that it's being abused by younger and younger people is just crazy. And they suspect that perhaps the heroin he had, and this is what they're trying to figure out, might have been laced with fentanyl. And then that would have done the damage for sure. But he had the history of substance abuse. So the fact that he was found, as Tomas described it, I mean, this would be the thing to show people. He was in the bathroom with the syringe stuck in his arm and 50 to 70 bags, small bags of what was looked to be like heroin was there at his house. I mean, how sad is that? And we'll see what this autopsy ultimately shows us. All right, so there I was in Grenada at a virologist conference, which was completely fascinating. The things that I learned and the things that I'm going to bring back to this show were just amazing. Some of it pretty scary, but worth knowing and arming yourself with some of the facts and looking at what you can do to protect yourself. We had the run of West Nile virus. I talked about it in the great state of Texas and how many people were affected by that. And all the arguments over spraying and what about, you know, anything you could do to get rid of the standing water and where these mosquitoes would ultimately turn up. And how frightening it was to have neighbors down the street who died because of a mosquito. Because ultimately, that's what happened with West Nile virus, not too far from where, I set up shop here on America Tonight. So I had the fortune to spend some time with Dr. Cal McPherson. And this is a guy who's been to 50 countries. Lectured in 50 countries. I mean, you know, pick the place because he's so brilliant. Africa, Asia, the Caribbean, South America, of course, the United States. He worked in various positions with the World Health Organization. And just, you can tell, not only does he obviously know his medicines, not only does he know his science, is probably the better way to say it, because he knows about parasites and epidemiology and all that kind of stuff and has the massive degrees from, you know, all over the place. But he gets it. He knows how to break it down in layman's terms. So we were in a lab, and I want you to hear part of the discussion as we talk about a specific kind of mosquito and what happens. Take a listen to this.
Well, this is Ascaris. It's one of the largest parasites on the planet, and about 1.2 billion people have them. And it's a disease, it's called a neglected disease of poverty. It's one of the neglected tropical diseases. It's spread by people who are infected, pass out eggs in the feces, and these eggs get into the environment. And after a few weeks, they become infective, and then people ingest the egg with the fully formed lava, and these parasites then migrate from the gut through the lungs. They cause the pneumonitis. They coughed up and they go back to the gut.
What's the result of that if it's not treated?
Well, you can get obstruction. You can see the size of them. They do tend to migrate, so they'll suddenly appear at the back of your throat. Or they can appear in all sorts of places. They can cause appendicitis, pancreatitis. When you treat them, it's quite spectacular because they all come out at once.
What's the treatment for that?
Albendazole is the treatment for that. A single dose, and it works very well. It's a great tablet treatment. It can be given by high school teachers, and so school-based programs are being run to get rid of this parasite globally.
And is it, where would you find it in the worst regions you would find it?
All over the tropics. Obviously, everywhere around the sort of equator globally has a lot of this, but it's not just restricted to the tropics. It's found as far north as St. Petersburg in Russia.
Wow, so pretty scary, huh, when you think about it. You heard him describe that. To me, when I was hearing him saying that it works its way, can work its way all up the body, very scary to think of the what happens with parasitic diseases and diagnosing it and being able to see it and watch it. And that's what he certainly has focused on. And by the way, thanks to St. George's in Grenada, because I can't say enough about, again, what I learned there. And Dr. McPherson was one of many people I had the chance to spend some time with. He's the founding director and VP of an agency called Windrift, Windward Islands Research and Education Foundation. It's so you know, it's a nonprofit, independent nonprofit that's there on campus, and their whole goal is to advance, you know, health and environmental development through research and education programs and that kind of stuff. Because with educating people, especially the poverty stricken. You know, obviously you can try to stamp out some of the things that are happening, some of the scary things that happen to people when they don't realize what's going on. And, you know, that goes further into the viruses, too, as well, which we'll be talking about throughout the rest of this month here on America Tonight. You can tell, obviously, and I paid attention to what everybody was saying, influenza is the one that I have to deal with, and probably some of you as well, because of what we've seen with the weather. Where in my life, I go from one extreme to the other. Either it's hot, and then the next day, it's all of a sudden 40 degrees colder. And we've seen that this year in Texas. So influenza is obviously a very contagious thing, and you can be either mildly hit with it or severely hit by it. And I got to tell you, it's pretty nasty stuff, and I'm sure some of you have dipped into that pool, unfortunately, this season as well. And on the East Coast, boy, they just cannot, I said this already, but they cannot seem to get rid of snow when at the end of it, at the end of the season, and who knows when that's going to be at the rate we're going, how much snow do you think is going to be dumped on parts of the Midwest, let's say the upper Midwest and the Northeast? Who do you think in the war of my snow pile is bigger than yours? Who do you think's going to win that battle? Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. You
you pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
About our next guest here on America Tonight. Walter Biondi joins us, and what a story he has. If you don't know the story, I think you know the name, Walter Biondi, but if you don't know his background, it's interesting because Time Mag just came out with, actually Time.com, I read it the other day, came out with a new report that talked about how high the record numbers are of kids who were homeless in 2013. 1 in 30, which is incredible. And these statistics come from the National Center on Family Homelessness, which is, staggering the number. It's like almost 2.5 million children. And it just, I'll tell you, it just breaks my heart. And Walter knows all about that. And he was somebody who was a homeless teenager who just rose to the highest heights, including director of U.S. Marshals Services. Walter, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you and your audience.
What would you take us back to that experience, what it was like for you when you were one of those statistics and how you climbed your way out of that?
Well, I was a runaway and I made some bad decisions in my life and I paid some serious consequences as a result. I can't blame it on anybody. I blame myself. But I was 15 years old and I ran away from home and I was a wretched street kid. I had no one, and I had nothing. But at first, there was a feeling of euphoric, unsupervised freedom, a 15-year-old able to do what he wants. But reality quickly set in. And in a period of time, it didn't take very long, I began to starve. It was cold, hypothermic. I ended up stealing bread just to exist, kind of like Jean Valjean did in Les Miserables. Mm. I ended up stealing empty soda bottles so I could sell them for 2 cents a piece just so I could buy something to eat. I can remember sleeping in the back of empty cars. I looked for garages that were empty in the wintertime so I could just sleep in a garage. Leaned up against a glass door at the town library so I could absorb the heat emanating through the glass so I could try to keep from shivering throughout the entire night. And over a period of time, I became hopeless. I just felt as though my life was going down the tube. I was scraping rock bottom. I didn't feel as though there was much left for me. And all that euphoric fun I thought I was going to have quickly turned into the reality of just trying to survive. And it was a difficult process. I went through a nightmare.
Well, no kidding, that description. And so after that, you know, the starvation you're describing, terrible, the hypothermia, the things that you encountered on the street. I mean, didn't you just want to give up? Did you feel, wow, all hope is lost? And like you said, that euphoria is gone. And now I am at the rock bottom and I'm just a kid. How did you know when it was time to do something, when enough is enough as far as that's concerned?
You're exactly right. I did go through that process where I wondered whether or not I was going to be facing a life of going in and out of jails, whether or not my health would deteriorate to the point where I would meet with an early demise. And there came a point in time when I was sitting in a jail, and as a runaway, you try not to let people know that you're a juvenile. And so I tried very hard to not get detected, but I was found eventually and charged with something which I didn't do. And I remember sitting in that jail cell looking out through the bars saying to myself, is this the way it's going to end? And I had a piece of paper that I had been given by an uncle many years previously, which said on it some words which at first blush may not mean much to people, but I researched it even at the young age I was at, and those words were, you are what you think most about. And so I went to the town library where I had gone many times to wash up, to get drinking water, to use the toilet facilities, and where there was a friendly librarian who would wink at me as I went in and out of that library from day to day. And I asked her, where can I find something with these words in it? And she knew right away who it was. It was a motivational speaker named Earl Nightingale, and she put me on a phonograph record with headphones set on my head, and she said, listen to this. And after about 15 minutes, I had a spark, if you will, a feeling of, I think I understand what these words mean, and ultimately, those words changed my life. It's called The Strangest Secret, if anybody wants to look it up on YouTube. It's a wonderful story, but it was a story which truly made me feel as though I had fire in the belly, and I could do something with my life. And I began to plan for things that I needed to do. Not having gone past the ninth grade in the public school system, I went on to get a bachelor's degree in college, graduating with honors, passed the law school exams, was admitted to a law school, and then went on in my career to do very well.
Wow. And, you know, you heard me mention the statistics at the top, and we know that people are in these dire straits. What can they do, or what can we do, actually, to help perhaps a homeless teenager? Because, Walter, you know, now it's so sad. Some are getting kidnapped. They're sold into slavery. We have some terrible things happening to homeless teens. What can people listening to us right now do to help?
Well, you're right. Terrible things happen to me and others that I know of as well. I have tried to help people out throughout the years, and I still do to this day without mentioning names or situations. And when you encounter such a person, especially a juvenile, what they're trying to do is to avoid being detected. So it's going to be hard to try to sit them down and talk to them unless they've been apprehended. But if you know of anybody who's on the street who looks destitute, realizing what kind of fate awaits them if they aren't saved in some way, the only thing that I have been able to succeed at doing was to find that person who was at that weakest moment, just like dealing with an alcoholic who finally hits rock bottom, is to say to them that there is another way and to try to talk to them. There are services available through governments to try to deal with the situation, but the reality is that sometimes government can approach these situations a little too coldly, and to try to talk to a youngster and to help them to realize that there is more to life than what they are doing and how they're living, and that they can indeed have a bright future. I like to tell people that inspiring somebody is one thing, but to help them aspire to something is totally different. And I would say that to that youngster, you can be that moth that's drawn by the light of the nearest light bulb, like all moths, or you can be that moth that's drawn by the light of the most distant star and reach further and go further and do better. And so I would try to help motivate them, inspire them, and through that process, help them find something to aspire to do with their life, even if it's just baby steps.
So you knew when once you heard the calling and once you heard the strangest secret, you got that fire in the belly that you were talking about, your life turns around. Did you ever imagine, though, that you would have climbed to the heights that you did, for goodness sake, the director of the U.S. Marshals Service? I mentioned that, chief inspector for Interpol.
Never. No, I never did. I had a desire to serve the public, to help people. I entered into law enforcement. I'm surprised they took me, quite frankly, but given my past. But there were reasons why they did. And ultimately, I just worked hard. I always have worked 60 hours a week or more. I always tried harder. And gradually, I began to climb that ladder out of that deep hole that I had dug for myself, and to just climb up into new jobs and higher positions, and ended up being one of the directors of the U.S. Marshals Service, one of the commissioners of the U.S. Customs Service, chief inspector at Interpol, and ultimately getting the highest award president can give a civil servant, which was the Senior Executive Distinguished Award of the Year. And so I never thought that those things were in my future. But I was always working towards improving myself and trying to do a better job and to accomplish things that I had never previously thought possible. I like to tell people that when I run into obstacles during my life, I didn't sit back and say, woe is me. Instead, I said, I'm either going over it, around it, or through it. And as the years went by, I tried very hard to find ways to accomplish those goals that I set for myself, knowing that there were going to be failures along the way, and I was going to need some help from people along the way, and they were there for me as those years went by.
Love that story. And you've got a book out, the new book, The Promiscuous Puppeteer. Love that title. You're going to have to explain.
Well, The Promiscuous Puppeteer title is about a woman, a very unique woman, a one-of-a-kind woman. The book itself is not a cookie-cutter type book. It is different from anything else that most people have ever read. But the title derives from this woman having had a promiscuous past, but she bettered her life and began to form a charity, and using her skills from being on the street as she was, and as I had been at one time, she found a way to compromise people who needed to be compromised and to manipulate them and certain events and situations in a way where she could control them and control the outcomes and benefit her charity and benefit people who needed some assistance in the calling that she decided to follow. So she became a puppeteer in that sense, that she controlled people and events. So the title of Promiscuous Puppeteer relates to the woman, and in that story she helped a corporation that was up against terrible odds in trying to establish itself in a precious metals exploration endeavor in the western third of the United States.
I love it. Pick it up at Amazon.com, of course, wherever books are sold. I guess we're down to B&N now, but there's other places, too. So, Walter Biondi, what a pleasure to meet you. Hope to talk to you again in the future.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. It was a joy to be with you.
Thank you.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all my hair and stormy eyes.
Second and seven at the 11. Chase Daniel out of the shotgun under pressure. Throws back to the five. And diving for the ball. It's fumbled. And picked up in the end zone. Touchdown Kansas City. Carr in trouble. Hit as he about to throw it. That ball is three. It is three. Going to be picked up by the Broncos. And this will be a Denver touchdown. Tony Carter into the end zone. Touchdown Denver.
Bobo goes quick screen left to play. He made the man miss. Left sideline. First down 50. 45. We're going a long way. 30. Bryant scores.
Sets his body, throws intercepted, picked off Boston 20-yard line. Boston up the field 30, 35, 40, looking for blockers. Norman emerges. Norman still blocking. He springs Boston, who's going to throw a touchdown. High steps into the end zone, and then somersault.
Hill goes back on the center. Mason stays in the offset eye. Hill tips his back, foot throws in the middle. Ball is caught. Ball is picked off. It's Irvin coming the other way. Bruce Irvin, he's gone. He's down to 20, to 15, 10. But he is in.
Ben in the shotgun, gets the snap, he's back, throws the pass,
it's caught, first down, 45-40, on his way, 45-30, Antonio Brown.
under center on first and goal. Play action, has time to throw. Throws wide open in the other half of the field. Kobe Kleiner. The flow in the direction of the play going right. Kleiner leaked out to the left, was all open. Caught the ball around the 3-yard line and waltzed into the end zone. Touchdown, Colts.
Yeah, it was a wild finish to a crazy year in the NFL. Don't worry, through the playoffs, we'll still have nailed the score. People are wondering if anybody nailed the score last time out. Nobody nailed the score. I wish we had had a winner. That would have been terrific. However, we sure had a lot of fun, didn't we? During the regular season, it'll be fun, I think, when we go into the playoffs, too, as well, and then we're done with that. So remember, you can participate. All you have to do is, in our next show, second hour, last segment of the second hour, we'll be nailing the score. So that's later on, I guess tomorrow, we'll be nailing the score. Nobody nailed the score as the Cowboys were absolutely incredible over the Redskins, 44-17. And looking at some of the other finishes, and with the Cowboys, because of the way they finished, they now host the Detroit Lions, who lost to Green Bay in a playoff game, and making some history along the way. DeMarco Murray on the ground passes the rushing yards of Emmitt Smith in a single season, and also Dez Bryant with 16 touchdowns surpasses T.O.'s record in a single season as well. A lot of people thinking the Cowboys could be the team 8-0 on the road that might be able in the NFC to get through Seattle. I'm not so sure. It's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. Matt, you, like me, are an NFL fan. You've been watching. Obviously, you participated in some of the Nail the Scores and fantasy football, and we had a Black Monday that we just went through where you had a handful of coaches who lost their jobs. Jim Harbaugh mutually really parting company with the Niners after the win on Sunday and finishing 8-8. But what a crazy finish, especially Carolina winning the NFC South in a subpar 500 matchup that now Carolina gets to host Arizona, who's got all these injuries to deal with, and who's the quarterback, and they have a chance to win that game and go further in the playoffs. It's wild, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I feel bad for Arizona because they have this phenomenal defense. They were a pretty good team up until their top two quarterbacks getting hurt, and then you have to go to Ryan Lindley, who hasn't been able to do anything, and now they get to travel to Carolina to when they have a much better record. They get to play Carolina at 7-9-1 gets to play host to Arizona. So, I mean, got to feel bad for them, but it could end up being just like, what was it, Seattle in 2007, 2008?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
They had a sub-500 record, too, I believe, and the Saints went up there and got destroyed.
Yeah, crazy. You know, it's interesting. If you talk about Coach of the Year, does Jason Garrett get it for what he did with the Cowboys? Or does the Cardinals coach get it for what he was able to do? And I mean, now that, of course, with the injuries, you have to deal with that. But still, an amazing season for the Cardinals. And I think you have to give him credit.
I definitely would say that, Bruce Arians. But then also, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking of Pete Carroll. And what he did at the midseason point, he traded Percy Harvin, who is an amazing talent, to the New York Jets. And as soon as he traded away the headaches of Percy Harvin, they just go on this absolute tear. And you got to give him some credit for that, too.
Yeah, and you know, MVP is another thing to look at. J.J. Watt, who I like, who's the defensive stud for Houston, but Houston's not in the playoffs. Again, with 20.5 sacks, he had two seasons in the NFL where he's been over 20, first guy to do that. But the last defensive player to win was LT in the 80s. I think if you're looking around for MVPs, people are going to look at Aaron Rodgers, especially playing hobbled the way he has, coming back in this last game against Detroit. Also, people will look at Tom Brady. Maybe you throw in Tony Romo, but I don't think they'll look at him as heavily as those other two. What do you think?
If I had a vote, I'd definitely go for J.J. Watt.
Yeah, so would I.
I just think without question, he's been scoring TDs on defense, offense. He's everywhere in the field. I don't know how you don't give it to him, but it's been years since a defensive player has won it.
Yeah, it's like I said, you have to go back to the 80s in LT. So it's not usually what the way it goes down, but you know, maybe this will be the difference. If Houston had gotten into the playoffs, I think he'd have even a better chance. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. And you know what's also interesting? Because it was Black Monday, the Jets are looking for a coach. The Niners are looking for a coach. Atlanta, which would be a great job to take, because there's a lot of good pieces still in Atlanta. Chicago, which is, to me, in shambles. You got Jay Cutler, you're stuck with him as your quarterback for all the money they hung on him. I think that'd be a tough job to jump into. So there's some openings now, too.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, San Francisco, you got to look at that job as a pretty decent team.
Yeah.
I mean, and if I'm a 49ers fan, I'm just downright angry right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
My ownership, because they can't, you know, have a nice cup of tea with their coach and they don't get along, they get rid of the coach who turned around the program. They turned around San Francisco 49ers back into a powerhouse that they were, went to, you know, what, three straight NFC Championship games, a Super Bowl, and then they don't fire the coach. They didn't trade the coach and hang on to him or try to get some picks or assets back for him. They just let him walk away, and there's no reason for it to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was talking to someone today about this who is a big 49er fan, and I said that, you know, this, if everybody has to be upset about any kind of house cleaning, this was the worst deal, period. And you mentioned it, not even getting anything in exchange. I mean, give me a break. But what he was able to do with that team, I mean, this team went to a Super Bowl and lost. I mean, are you kidding me? And now, you know what, that's Michigan's game, because Harbaugh is going back to his college alma mater for $8 million, supposedly, a year, which is huge for Michigan fans.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to think that the Raiders or the Jets would have traded picks to try to get him to clean up their football teams and try to get them back on track. So I think that was definitely a folly on the on the 49ers part, but just getting rid of him in general. Like, people say that he rubs people wrong, his act wears thin, but
who cares? He wins.
Get compensation for him if you're that mad about it.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what the 49ers CEO, Jed York, said. Philosophical differences that couldn't be reconciled between the Niners and Harbaugh led to the breakup. I mean, that's wrong. Because what he was able to do for them, brutal. Great job on the highlights. Thanks, Matt. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.